Hello, and welcome to Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
And that lovely, lovely man that you just heard was Ben Noble.
And that very lovely, lovely man that you just heard is Brian Dooley.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
Came in a little hot on that intro, like very serious.
You did?
I don't mean hot, like on the microphone. I mean just like... I don't know why I used hot as a description. I mostly just meant serious. I felt like very serious when I was...
There's a lot of gravitas.
Yeah. This is an art form.
Is there something weighing on you today?
You know, it's just the year is ending.
It's true. We're getting close to the end.
It's now...
It's almost December.
Yeah. And if you think about it, like, the year is over. You know, at this point, nothing's getting done. Nothing's happening.
Yeah, nobody's in their office.
No. We're just all counting down till that sweet, sweet time off around Christmas. And then we're making big plans that we're not going to follow through on for next year.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. My big plans? Do you want to hear my big plans?
I'd love to hear your big plans. 2018?
For holiday vacation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I have a week of vacation that has to be used, and I understand that comes from a place of privilege, but I have a week of vacation that has to be used, and so I'm going to take that between Christmas and New Year's, as I do every year, and I'm not going to leave my house for a week.
Big plans.
Yeah.
I believe that you will follow through on those big plans.
I'm going to follow through.
And I hope that all of you follow through on your Christmas break plans.
What are your Christmas break plans?
I haven't really decided yet.
I feel like we said Christmas lots of times.
We have, because we're allowed to say that now. I don't know. In the past two Christmases, I think, the past two Christmases, I've worked on writing book stuff.
Yeah.
One of those books is in a Google Drive folder, and that's where it's going to stay. And another one of those books I'm getting close to being done with, but most of the writing's done. Maybe I will work on that book project during the winter break. I don't know.
Well, if you need help, I'll be here not leaving my house.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll send it to you. So I don't know. I'm going to work on something.
So just kind of end of the year doldrums?
Yeah. See, you can already see it weighing on me as I tell you that I don't even know what my plans could be anything.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to work on. I'm not going to work on getting better at the tarot.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah, because why would I?
We're amateurs.
We're amateurs. And
Rank amateurs.
We're going to stay that way.
Yeah. And so for that reason, we do a really simple spread.
Yeah, just three cards.
We have one card that represents the recent past, one card that represents the now, and one card that represents the 100% money-back guaranteed future if you follow our advice.
Exactly. That's it. That's all there is to it. You can now read tarot. We've just given you all the secrets.
Yep. Because the cards, they can mean whatever.
Pretty much. As long as you say it with confidence, nobody else is going to call you on it.
Yeah, it's called intuitive reading. And you can just look at the picture and be like, things are going to go great. You're going to grow a castle.
Yeah.
And people have to believe you.
I hope I get a castle for Christmas.
Maybe. Maybe you'll grow one. I'll read your tarot after this.
Perfect. Is that it?
I guess so.
Not the end of the show, but the end of the intro.
Yeah, that's the... I don't have anything else to introduce us.
Yeah, you know what else is weighing on me? And I should have brought this up earlier.
That we haven't talked about Harry Potter very much in the past several episodes?
That was it. That's what I was going to say.
Was it?
No.
But oh, okay.
I was just yes-anding you. We have not talked about Harry Potter very much. I was also going to say the other thing about the end of the year is it gets dark very early. And so when it's 6:30, I feel like it's midnight. And also, like, looking out the window now, it's gloomy, it's gray.
Yeah, it's a rainy day, a rainy Sunday.
Yeah. But it's a great day to read tarot.
It's always a great day to read tarot.
And we're going to do that for you right now.
Here we are in Queerance Corner.
Yep. And today, our question comes from Sarah N., who says, is something going to happen to help me stop talking to my ex?
Whoa. Heavy question, Sarah N.
Easy answer.
Nope.
Here's the thing, Sarah. I don't need the cards to tell me that the only way you're going to stop talking to your ex is if you decide to stop talking to your ex.
Or if something happens to him.
No. I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I'm not wishing anything on anybody. I'm saying that that is another set of circumstances. I guess,
but very dark and very sinister.
We're just being very serious today.
I guess.
Certainly no one would want anything to happen to him. But
if the FBI is listening, I have nothing to do with this.
If the FBI is listening, welcome, guys.
We'd love to read your tarot.
Yeah, just come on over.
Think about how cool it would be to get a question like, are we going to catch this big crook?
Yeah. Is this bank robber going to be where we look for him? The cards say yes. But which bank robber? I don't know.
Which bank?
Come to us and find out, FBI people.
We know. We're just sitting on the answers.
Yep. And it's not obstructing justice because we're inviting you to come. We're inviting you to ask us.
Yeah.
Just gotta ask.
We'll meet you in the parking garage like Deep Throat.
Yeah.
And then we'll hand you over a little packet and it'll be three tarot cards.
In a clue envelope.
Yeah.
But really, let's get serious.
Okay.
If anything were to happen to him, then you would be able to stop talking to him, right?
I guess, but I would choose to empower Sarah and have her choose to stop talking to him. That way we don't have to rely on fate. You know, she can just take the act of choice.
That's true. And there's less mess to clean up.
Yeah. So I guess we've answered the question, but she came here not to hear us talk, but to hear the spirits talk through us.
Right. So what you're going to need is a bunch of plastic sheeting, a bunch of duct tape.
No.
Okay.
This is not an episode of Dexter.
Have you ever seen that show?
Nope. But I know what it's about.
That is what I was referencing.
Well, I got it.
Good work. Yeah, Ben is a master of channeling the powers of the spirits to figure out what pop culture reference I'm making, even though he has no pop culture guideposts.
Nope, not a one. Except for, well, a one.
A one.
A one, and you know what it is.
The Who.
Tommy was a great album. It wasn't.
It had
its moments.
It has moments.
Other moments it doesn't have.
That's true. There's a moment in the movie where a bunch of baked beans come out of a TV screen.
That kind of sounds like the deck we were using last week to read tarot from.
It does. Let's remember fondly back on that deck. I just like any deck that Ben likes.
Yeah, I love that deck.
It's tough to find one.
It's tough to find one, and that is one that I really like. So let's see what the cosmos has to say.
All right, let's go ahead and we're going to repeat Sarah N's question. Is something going to happen to help me stop talking to my ex?
Flip.
And the recent past is the Knight of Swords.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Ben, what deck are we using?
We should have started there. I'm sorry. I got so caught up in giving my own advice that I forgot to describe the deck.
Yeah, we gave a ton of advice without even looking at the cards yet, and now we haven't even told you what deck it is.
Yeah, Dan Savage should probably watch out. We're getting pretty good at the advice game. We don't even need the cards sometimes. All right, so we're using the Initiatory Golden Dawn deck. Hard to say. And this deck is something else.
It has really cool comic book art.
It does have really cool comic book art. Yeah, it's very comic booky, rather extreme. Some of these people are too muscular, I would say, in a kind of creepy way. But it does look like it would make a really cool anime show.
Yeah. I like this deck. I think the Golden Dawn is a different school from the Rider-Waite school.
Oh, and what does that mean?
Well, it has some of the same symbology, but not all the same. Okay. And you're looking through the deck right now, so you can tell me whether that seems true or not.
Yeah, it seems similar, but there are some other things happening. I don't know. I just kind of am trying to imagine these cards with some really cool music under them, and then some Japanese sound effects, and yeah, some of that. And yeah. I'm trying to think back to the days when I watched Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
That's what this deck is.
Wait, is Yu-Gi-Oh! Blue Eyes White Dragon?
Yes.
Yeah, nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that several episodes ago.
Pop culture. All right, so as we were saying, the Knight of Swords is our first card.
Oh, right. We flipped it already.
We did. It's already sitting here.
And what's the Knight of Swords represent, Ben?
Well, the Knight of Swords is a knight on horseback charging into battle, but...
He's on Pegasus back.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he is. You're right. He is on Pegasus's back, charging into the clouds. Although, wait a minute. The horse doesn't have wings. He has wings.
What?
Yeah, look closer.
Whoa!
He has gripped the horse with his powerful thigh muscles and flown him into the sky.
Wow. That's pretty hardcore.
Yeah. So, the Knight of Swords is a pretty hard...
He did not forget leg day.
No. And so the advice, Sarah, don't skip leg day.
Don't skip leg day.
The other advice is that the Knight of Swords is a guy who just charges into battle unthinkingly, very brave, but at the same time, also a bit foolishly. The swords are a suit of intellect and intelligence, and the advice here is to think before you act.
Yeah, and even though you may have the best intentions and you may be doing something that seems noble, it's going to end up cutting you in the end. It's the double-edged sword thing.
Yeah, so, you know, in the past, perhaps, it sounds like you've been talking to your ex, and that's something that you feel perhaps is noble or that you're jumping into without thinking it through, and then you're getting cut by it.
And we don't want you to get cut.
No.
So let go of that horse with your powerful, powerful thighs.
Just fly into the sky on your own.
And just fly off on your own.
Into the present. Into the now. Flip.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Transition.
And so here we have the... Four of coins, the four of pentacles on this deck.
Yep, and it shows a man, there's a castle in the background, and this man is sitting on a treasure chest, and he's holding a giant key.
Yeah, that goes into...
The treasure chest.
The treasure chest.
And there's probably...
Wow, even the lock on this treasure chest matches the key.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's really good art.
Somebody took great pains to make sure that this was right.
Yeah, and... What the Four of Coins is about protecting your wealth, protecting the things that are important to you, protecting the things that make your life livable.
Yeah. It's like your sanity.
Your emotional...
Well-being.
Yourself.
Yourself.
Your sense of self.
Put yourself in that lockbox.
Put your feelings in that lockbox.
And don't let them out.
And don't let them out for the wrong person.
Exactly.
You've got the key, and you get to choose... who you share that key with.
Mm-hmm.
And
it shouldn't be this guy.
It shouldn't be this guy.
He's your ex for a reason.
Yeah. So you can stare off at that castle where he stays, but keep your lockbox out here in the field.
Yep. And what's going to happen in the future is flip.
Hey, hey, if you follow our advice, you get nine of coins, nine of pentacles on this deck.
Yeah. And this shows a very fancy lady in a very fancy pink dress.
She looks like a Southern belle.
She does. And she is in the garden with nine roses instead of pentacles.
Yeah. And what the nine of pentacles is about is hard work paying off and getting the rewards for that hard work.
Yeah, it's about living a very luxurious, comfortable lifestyle.
And so what this seems to be saying is if you are able to... protect yourself from, if you're able to stop yourself from talking to your ex, then it's going to pay off. You're going to get rewards in the future. And those rewards could be?
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Sure.
What were you thinking?
Well, life and liberty for sure. And the pursuit. Yes, all three of those things. Why not?
Why not?
That all makes sense.
Also, perhaps a new, better relationship. Or perhaps just... being happier with yourself.
Yeah. And being happier with yourself will lead to better relationships in the future.
Yep. We pretty much say that on every episode, it seems.
It does.
So bringing it all back around, we have the Knight of Swords. So you're charging into battle here. You're jumping into the talking to your ex without thinking about it. And it's hurting you in the end. And then the advice is maybe stop doing that. Maybe put your feelings in a little box and keep them there. Don't let them out for him. And if you do that, they're going to grow into something that makes you much more happier, much more independent, and living a much more comfortable lifestyle without the the burden of having to interact with him.
So what do you think, Sarah? That's our advice for you.
That's our advice.
Is something going to happen? Only if you make it happen.
And if you do make it happen, good things are waiting.
Yes. So we believe in you, Sarah.
Yeah.
You just need to believe in yourself. So we want to thank Sarah for her question.
Thanks, Sarah. And now we want to move on to the card of the week. That's a card for everybody listening to this podcast. It's a little piece of advice that you can carry with you into the week ahead. And this week, it's coming from the Night Sun Tarot deck, which is a tarot deck that I like to think was made by the same people who made Mortal Kombat. Because there is a lot of stuff going on in these cards. All of these people look like characters that were made in a 3D modeling program. And it's very dark.
It is dark.
It's a little violent. And it just looks like art from a Mortal Kombat game that they put into a tarot deck. And this week, our card is flip.
The Page of Pentacles.
Or as I like to say, Gollum. It is a sneaky looking boy clutching a scroll, kneeling in the grass under a tree, looking very mischievous. He's got a very, very Gollum vibe going.
He does. And all the only thing the little white book gives us is keywords.
All right.
And so the page is Earth, Earth. And the keywords are impulse, initiative, good news, deceit, and superficiality.
A lot of those things don't seem to go together.
They don't necessarily seem to go together, but let's see how we can put them together. So impulse and initiative, that's you want to do stuff, you're getting stuff done. Good news.
That probably means that the stuff that you're wanting to get done is getting done.
Deceit. Possibly you're giving good news, but things aren't as good as you're saying they are.
Or as good as you think they are, maybe.
Not as good.
Maybe you're deceiving yourself.
You think they are. And maybe you're spinning things to make them feel more positive. Mm-hmm. And then that leads into superficiality, where things on the surface look like they're doing well. But yeah, they may not be.
It's like when you're crossing things off your to-do list, but it's not the meaningful things. It's like, respond to an email.
Yeah, cross things off list.
Yeah. So the advice for this week would be, you have a lot of really positive energy to start something new or to invest your time into something, but be honest about your progress and invest in that progress. Don't settle for superficial results. Don't deceive yourself.
I think that that's a perfect description.
Yeah.
So don't deceive yourself this week, boys and girls, and people non-binary.
And golems. All right. That's it. Bye.
That's it. We did it.
You're out of here. Go home. Go make some progress on something that you're thinking about making some progress on. Some real progress.
Make some real progress.
And Sarah.
Sarah,
don't talk to
you.
That guy.
Don't talk to that guy. And thank you for asking us for the advice. Because
yes, we're happy to give it.
We are happy to give it. Ben is happily engaged, and I am
happily owner of two cats and a mouse at your work.
I have two cats and a mouse, so we know a lot about relationships,
yeah.
Obviously.
Between the two of us, we have it all covered. So thank you for your question, Sarah. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in loyally each week.
And if you want to become a questioner, if you want to become someone who's more than just a passive listener, then you can get in touch with us at amateurtarot.com. That's our website. And we also there have descriptions of all of the episodes, and they'll have show notes, and it'll give you pictures of the spreads and pictures of the decks.
Yeah,
and
so you know that what we're describing is accurate.
Yeah.
And you can judge it for yourself. Maybe you love Mortal Kombat art.
Maybe it's all about growing castles.
Yeah. And also on that website, we have a big box where you can type in your question and hit submit. We also have an email address, amateurtarotreading@gmail.com, if you want to skip the website and go straight to your inbox.
And if you want to skip the 21st century and go straight to the 19th century, you can give us a call at 314-325-6047. And you can leave your question there.
Time out. The 19th century, the 1800s?
Yeah, when telephones
were invented. I guess that's when they invented, but when were answering machines invented? because we won't pick up. That'll just go to voicemail and you'll leave your question.
Well, yeah, it's going to internet voicemail. So then you're back in the 21st century.
It's a nice bridge.
You're not playing in the space, Ben.
Sorry.
So I lied. It is a 21st century phone call because it's going to go straight to an internet voicemail.
Yep. But if you're not in a wind tunnel, we will be able to take the question that you leave us and just play it live instead of us talking about your question 80 times. We'll have you talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's 314-325-6047. It's also on our website, amateurtarot.com.
And if you want to chat with us on Twitter or see some cards of the day or just give us a little bit of insight into how awesome you think Ben is, you can get us at Tarot Amateur on Twitter.
If you want to tell Brian how awesome he is, that's Zen Iron Man on Twitter.
And if you want to give Ben that extra little boost of awesomeness, you can get him on Making All This Up on Twitter.
And another thing, maybe the most important thing, is if you go to iTunes, if you type in Amateur Tarot, you hit enter, our little podcast logo will come up, you go there, you hit the ratings and reviews, you give us 5 stars, you write a little 2-sentence description of what you love about the show and what's on your mind. And then the 21st century algorithm robots give us some love and help other people find this show and perhaps some very useful cosmic advice.
That was well stated.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Love that it says cool sign offline still. Still working on that.
Usually we just say bye.
Yep. One day.